times. This year should be a special chus for Yadid Nafshi. Rachana Meir ben Chaya Rachel, Bracha Batzlach, Abuchal Manasseh Yadav. We're going to be continuing our series of Shiurim in the Sefer Ben Lo Shri of the Tzaddik of Ranana. Perek Vav, Pasuk Zayin, Le'avivu Limotet, Shalai Tama, that a Nazir is not allowed to become Tamei, even to family members. He's not allowed to become Tamei Meis. He's not allowed to contaminate himself to everybody. Says the Tzaddik, Ayin Shem Yishmuel, it's Ben Lo Shri, page Chafei. Look in the Sefer Shem Yishmuel, in our parish at the end of the year, Tarad, B'tam Isser Tumas Krovim L'Nazir, B'koin Gadol, B'divrei Picha Chamim Chayin. And B'divrei Picha Chamim Chayin. And the words of the wise man are charming. What does the Shem Yishmuel say? So Shem Yishmuel writes at the end of the year, Tafrei Shain Dalet, 1914, Kvod Kedusha Sadoni Mori V'Rabi, Zecha Tzadik L'Chai Olam Haba, Amar Atam. So my father, the Avnei Nezer, explained why a Nazir is Aser B'tumas Krovim B'koin Mutter. Why is a Nazir not allowed to become Tamei to his Krovim, but a Koin is allowed to become Tamei to his relatives? Mishim Shekoin Kedusha Simitzana Tolada. Because a Koin, his holiness, is because of his genealogy. He's born from his mother. He's holy, and his father. So he's holy because of his familial connection. His mother is Jewish and his father is a Koin. So he made it. But a Nazir, his Kedusha is independent, not because of his family. A Nazir took the Kedusha on himself. So he has no Tzerif Ela Krovim, he's not connected to Krovim. So a Kohen who's connected to Krovim, he could become Tamei to Krovim. A Nazir, whose holiness isn't a result of his relatives, doesn't become Tamei to his relatives. That's the Avnei Nezer. So adds his son, the Shem Yishmuel, and now we can understand why Kohen Gadol is not allowed to become Tamei to Krovim. Mishum Shemalasa Zu Shanasa Kohen Gadol Machmas Malas Atzmo. Loi Malas Atzmo Haya Kohen Hedyot. That his Maila, his great level, is because of his own personal elevated status. And if not for his own personal elevated status, then he'd be a Kohen Hedyot. He'd be a regular Kohen. He'd be a run-of-the-mill Kohen. But he, because of his great Maila, because of his great status, because of his high level, his lofty stature, became a Kohen Gadol. Ve'af, ha'mismane tachas aviv, al-ken tzarech shi'a roi v'hogun l'kach. Even somebody who's appointed in place of his father has to be fitting. U'me'ela makom avosav, u'malei makom avos tzarech minui. He has to be fitting to fulfill the place of his father, and he needs an appointment. It's not an automatic. So if you become Kohen Gadol, it's not genetic, it's not genealogical. Okay, Nami Asuli Tamei LeKrovim, Bnei Shemalas Zuim Butzerev Krovim, and therefore he's not allowed to become Tamei to Krovim, because his Maila is not because of Krovim. Only a regular Kohen is Maila is because of his Krovim, but not the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol is Maila isn't because of the Krovim, it's because of himself, and therefore he can't become Tamei to Krovim. So that's why Nazir doesn't become Tamei to relatives. And that's why a Kohen Gadol doesn't come to your relatives. The same idea. So you hear such an idea, and you exclaim, as the Tzaddik from Ranana did, "V'divrei picha chamchein," that the words of the mouth of the wise man are very much charming. That's the beautiful Shem Yishmuel. "V'lanius daiti nireh," and according to my humble opinion, it would appear as follows: "Achar she'asru b'shtiyas yayin amesamech u'begitul ser shegorim la'atzu atzvus." Since we forbid a nazir to drink wine, that gladdens him, and to grow his hair long, that saddens him. If that's the reason why an Avel is now allowed to shave his hair, why? Because we want him to be sad. This is a time of sadness. So letting your hair grow long is sadness. And not drinking wine is causing a refraining from happiness. So this, he's doing two things that could really bring him down: the hair growing long and the not drinking wine. If now we let him be involved with the dead, specifically with relatives, he's going to get sad. tuchal es dabik bo atzvus amar shchora chas v'shalom, and the sadness and depression can overcome him, God forbid. B'chein adavar b'koin gadol, yos rov yov misvoideh, the koin gadol has another problem. Koin gadol is in quarantine, not for 14 days like they made you do in Israel during this whole corona nightmare, but forever. Kohen Gadol just stays in the Beis HaMikdash the whole time, and he's not part of society. See, that can bring a person to depression. Man is a social animal. V'asur b'shtiyas yayin. The Nazir is not allowed to drink, and the Kohen Gadol also. You're not allowed to do the avoda when you drink. So it's a problem for the Kohen Gadol to drink. According to the Rugged Shavar Gaon, B'shaar Yemos Hashana, Min HaTorah, he's allowed to drink wine. But according to the Eben Ezel, Rabbi Zalman Meltzer, in the 8th parak of Klei Mikdash, Halacha Yad Aleph, he's not allowed to drink wine by day, because he might have to do work. So if you go with the Eben Ezel, so then you have this poor Kohen. He's Mizbod Kohen Gadol, he's Mizbodeid, he's alone, he's quarantined, and he's not drinking wine. Menazir, not drinking wine. And he's growing his hair. So this can bring to a person to bring him down. We're just human beings. Cut us some slack. And therefore the psukim absolved them from this great act of beneficence, of chesed, of halvayas hameis afilu karov. Even of a relative, kidachsiva chayite in elibo, from razal dvarm shel misa, ulish kazel sakana. So for the normal person, for the standard person, it's good to think about death a little bit. Keeps you in check. But for this nazir, we want to keep him away from that, because he has enough problems. You don't want to overburden him. It's hard enough that he's not drinking wine. That he's growing his hair, if we let him become Tamei Meis, that will be too much already. So that's a beautiful lesson in balance. Not too much this way, not too much that way. Skipping Perek Vav, Pazuch Av Zayin, V'sam Shimiel B'nei Yisrael, talking about Birchas Kohanim, and they will place my name on the Jewish people, Targum Unkelus V'yishavun Yos Birchas Shemi, they will place the Brocha of my name. So yesh ledakdek, we have to understand ma kavanah b'tosefes tevas birkas. What is the intention adding the word birkas shmi? In other words, the pasuk says, I will place my name. And Unkelus adds, the blessing of my name. What's this added, the blessing? V'layesh lomar al pi divrei ha-sefer ha-kadosh Zer HaKodesh al pasuk Kosev Baruch Hu. Maybe we can say, based on what it says in the holy book Zer HaKodesh and the pasuk Kosev Baruch Hu, the Shechina HaKadosh nikra is ko. That it says in the Zohar HaKadosh, that the Holy Divine Presence is called Ko. Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shei Baruch Hu Esmidas Ko al B'nei Yisrael. That the Jewish people will be blessed with this Mida, with this trait of Ko. V'yadu Shemida Zu Nikreis Gam Kein Shame. And this Mida is also called Shame. Al Derech HaKosov Yaz David Shame. Zesh Pirish Targum Unkelos B'tsevis Birchas. L'Rameiz Perish Zer HaKadosh Shei Baruch Hu Amida Shenikreis Shmi V'Ko. So the Unkelus added Birkas Shmi, because shame is a midah of the Shechina. So that's what we're being blessed with. We're being blessed with this midah, with this Kabbalistic trait of the Divine Presence in this world. That's called shame. That's a bracha. So that's Birkas Shmi. It's not merely God's name, but it's a bracha. So we're being blessed with Ko and being blessed with Shmi. Okay, that's Al Derech HaRemez. And there's more to say in the parasha, of course. But we'll leave it here. We'll give ourselves a bracha. We should be so happy to do more in the future. And see Niflos Mitaras Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friends.